This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
This is The Informer, Australia's only LGBTIQ+ national news and current affairs show. Proudly sponsored by KHQ Lawyers. Passionate about being the best.
The LGBTIQA plus community faces a lot of barriers to employment, and some more than others. A group that faces a particular difficulty are those with a disability. And a new roundtable group has been set up called Employable Q to find some solutions. Here's Hannah Morgan from the National LGBTI Health Alliance. What is the Employable Q project?
So the Employable Q project, it's been funded through the NDIS. And the National Health Alliance is working with people who have lived experience of disability, who are also from the LGBTI community, to create an employer toolkit, which is going to be provided to LGBTI organisations. The hope is that LGBTI organisations will hire more people with disability and will have some more education and understanding and awareness around how to make that more accessible.
When we talk about a disability, what range of disabilities does that cover?
We consider disability to be anything from a physical disability to a psychosocial disability. So that might be someone who's living with a mental health diagnosis. It could be someone who has neurodiversity. Really, it's an endless list. We are actually working with people who self-identify as having a disability. Mm-hmm. So it's what that means for them.
So what are the next steps that you're taking?
Yeah, so far, like I mentioned, we've been working with people with lived experience. We want them to actually help create the toolkit. We are consulting with disability employment services. We're also working with LGBTI organisations to find out what are some of the barriers that might prevent them from hiring someone with a disability. Mm-hmm. And we want to actually talk to more people from the LGBTI community, people who identify as having disability, to come and talk to us about their experiences. We have a roundtable discussion coming up, and we would welcome anyone to get in contact with us who would like to either come to Sydney and share their experiences face-to-face or join us on an online video conferencing discussion. And those positions are paid positions. When people are seeking employment, what we understand is that there are barriers from start to finish. So in terms of actually applying for jobs, some job advertisements are not accessible. There aren't PDFs that can be used with screen reading technology. There's also a lack of ways to demonstrate skills. And so from the beginning, people feel overwhelmed and don't apply for jobs. When we see employers advertising that they're equal opportunity and they're encouraging people with a disability to apply for their roles, this can make a huge amount of difference. So it's really about employers being proactive, coming forward and highlighting a commitment to inclusion.
Yeah.
Often the onus falls on the person with disability to get the employer on board.
Mm-hmm.
And that can be very exhausting and tiring.
When you talk about that there aren't ways necessarily to demonstrate your skills to an employer, could you talk about that a little bit more?
Well, at the moment, usually when you're applying for a job, you fill out some selection criteria, and then you have, if you're lucky, you get selected to go into an interview. For some people, that interview setting isn't ideal in terms of showing skill set. They might not be able to perform in that particular environment. And so simple things like providing questions before an interview, perhaps for someone who, has anxiety or gets really overwhelmed,
mm-hmm.
that can be really beneficial because I think we can all relate to the fact that it's a lot about being able to remember things on the spot. And
yeah.
None of us enjoy that process. But there are simple things that we can do to alleviate that stress. Also, having someone with lived experience on an interview panel can be really beneficial.
Mm.
Just those small practical changes that don't cost a lot can make a big difference. What we've heard from the team that we're working with is the office environment can be a really difficult space for people, particularly if you have, you get overwhelmed by sensory overstimulated due to sensory disability, and also just even lighting. I know for myself, I get migraines that are quite chronic, and I've worked in offices where the lighting's been really difficult. Mm-hmm. You know, if employers actually worked individually with people and actually said, you know, what can we do? Can we do anything different? How can we make your experience better? Rather than that person having to continually self-advocate. And of course, there is a role for self-advocacy. But if you were at an interview and an employer said, what can we do to make your experience on this job the most productive? These are some of the things that we know can be useful. We're even looking at potentially creating a list of adjustments and access requirements that we might put forward before that person even needs to, just as an add-on document. There's a lot of concern that hiring someone with a disability might cost a lot of money, and it might be just something an organisation can't meet. But there's really, people with disability know how to alter their environments. They've lived with their disability for a long time, and actually they're the experts. They can provide guidance around what they might need. Sometimes that might be having flexible work arrangements. Sometimes that might be, being able to sit in a certain part of the office or have a space in the office that is an open plan. These are things that we really need to be doing, and I think it's actually, these are things that can benefit all of our mental health across the board. So I think when you address these things, everyone benefits in the office, because an office environment, it can be a challenging space to work day to day. What's come out of some of the discussions with the people that we're consulting with, the people with lived experience, is that people with a disability are often unpaid, or they're undercompensated for their labour, their contributions and their knowledge. And this is a lot to do with employer attitudes around perceived capabilities and the capacities of someone with a disability.
Yeah.
We also know that opportunities aren't necessarily put forward for people with disability. So in terms of career progression, things can be really limiting. So I guess we want to have a different type of conversation to look at the fact that there are lots of strengths to employing someone with a disability. There are lots of benefits. Having that perspective in an organisation is invaluable. A lot of people in Australia have disability. So, that should be reflected in our workplaces. And, it's really not okay for us just to put our heads in the sand and think that this doesn't matter. As the LGBTI sector, we understand the implications of discrimination, of stigma, and the consequences of all of those things. And I think it's important that we lead the way on this, that we can at least say that we're doing our best to make sure that our workplaces are inclusive and accessible. And hopefully there's a ripple effect.
Hannah Morgan, thanks so much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
If you're interested in finding out more, you can check out the initiative on www.lgbtihealth.org.au/news/call-4-roundtables. So that's www.lgbtihealth.org.au/news/call-4-roundtable. This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.